From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Just hours before President Trump abruptly canceled his planned summit with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, North Korea said it's still willing to sit down for talks with the United States. In a letter to Kim announcing his decision to back away from the June 12th summit, Trump pointed to America's vast military might and warned the rising nuclear power against any foolish or reckless acts.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th.
Earlier comments by South Korean President Moon Jae-in, seen as the driving force behind the summit, suggested that Seoul, a top U.S. ally and host to more than 28,000 U.S. troops, was blindsided by Trump's cancellation. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration is not pushing for a regime change in Iran, but to achieve global consensus on how to get Tehran to behave like a normal nation. Pompeo telling the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Thursday the administration is well along with plans to impose previous and new sanctions against Iran with a goal to deny Iran the wealth to do, quote, bad stuff. International investigators looking into the shootdown of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine 4 years ago have identified the Russian military brigade that they believe owned the missile used to bring down the Boeing 777. It's the first time the joint investigation team has suggested Russian involvement. 283 passengers and 15 crew members were killed when the aircraft was shot down on July 17, 2014. This is VOA. Republican and Democratic leaders have been given classified briefings on the Russia probe. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Two highly unusual briefings for Democratic and Republican lawmakers were held on Capitol Hill to address President Donald Trump's allegations that his campaign was illegally spied on by the FBI. The second meeting came about after Democrats complained that the initial briefing was only offered to two Republican House members, Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes and Oversight and Government Reform Chairman Trey Gowdy. After the second briefing, Representative Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, told reporters,
"Nothing we heard today has changed our view."
What the lawmakers were told was not divulged. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former movie producer Harvey Weinstein is expected to be indicted on criminal sex charges in New York Friday. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The disgraced film mogul is expected to turn himself into authorities in Manhattan to face sex assault charges. Multiple accusations against Weinstein beginning last fall exposed what is alleged to have been a decades-long practice of forcing himself on actresses and assistants in the movie business. The charges led to the withdrawal of honors and the collapse of Weinstein's production company. They also ignited or reignited an array of criminal sex abuse investigations in multiple cities. 2 months ago, the NYPD's chief of detectives said police had handed a lot of information on the former mogul to a grand jury. Weinstein denies any wrongdoing. Warren Levinson, New York.
China, Japan, and the European Union on Thursday condemned the Trump administration's decision to launch an investigation into whether tariffs are needed on imports of vehicles and automotive parts into the U.S. Trump invoked a provision authorizing the president to restrict imports and impose unlimited tariffs on national security grounds. European Commission Vice President Jyrki Katainen says the EU is still studying the reports.
It's very difficult to imagine it to create any sort of threat to the national security. So it's very difficult to understand.
The move is seen as an effort to gain a bargaining chip in stalled talks with Canada and Mexico over the North American Free Trade Agreement. Kensington Palace says Prince William will visit Israel and the Palestinian territories at the end of June, the first British royal to make an official visit there. The prince will begin his June 24th through 28th trip in Amman, Jordan, then travel to Jerash in Jordan, Tel Aviv and Jerusalem in Israel, and Ramallah in the West Bank. No British royal has ever made an official visit to Israel, whose occupation of the Palestinian territories is considered illegal by the UK. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.